Thank you, Chair. The United States remains dedicated to enhancing global security and working toward the mutual goal of reducing and eventually eliminating nuclear threats through a pragmatic approach. As articulated in the 2022 Nuclear Posture Review, we fully recognize the enduring importance of a nuclear policy that balances the evolving demands of deterrence with our goal of taking steps to reduce the role of nuclear weapons in our national security strategy, thereby also reducing the salience of nuclear weapons globally. As long as nuclear weapons exist, the fundamental role of U.S. nuclear weapons is to deter nuclear attack on the United States, our allies, and our partners. The United States would consider the use of nuclear weapons only in extreme circumstances to defend the vital interests of the United States or its allies and partners. Unlike some others, we will not threaten the use of nuclear weapons to intimidate or to pursue an expansionist security policy. Moreover, as reaffirmed in our Nuclear Posture Review, the United States maintains a negative security assurance that it will not use or threaten to use nuclear weapons against non-nuclear weapon states that are party to the NPT and are in compliance with their nuclear nonproliferation obligations. This policy applies to the vast majority of countries here. Our policy underscores the security benefits of adherence to the NPT and full compliance with respective nuclear nonproliferation obligations. In essence, it incentivizes states to fulfill the treaty, thereby strengthening the nuclear nonproliferation regime. The United States also continues to adhere to a positive security assurance, as noted in UN Security Council Resolution 984, to provide or support immediate assistance to any non-nuclear weapon state party to the NPT that is a victim of an act of or an object of a threat of aggression in which nuclear weapons are used. Assistance may include radiological emergency response, detection and assessment, and environmental mitigation. The United States, along with France and the United Kingdom, reaffirmed these principles in a statement at the 10th NPT Review Conference on August 4, 2022. Unfortunately, in contrast to P3 efforts to engage responsibly on negative security assurances, the Russian Federation has disregarded the commitments and assurances it made in the Budapest Memorandum to respect the independence, sovereignty, and territorial integrity of Ukraine. Russia's legally invalid, purported suspension of the New START Treaty and irresponsible rhetoric regarding nuclear weapons not only increase nuclear risks, but also heighten the possibility of miscalculation. The PRC's actions, in particular its rapid and opaque nuclear weapons buildup, raise questions about Beijing's already ambiguous stated no first use policy and its nuclear doctrine more broadly, calling into question what such an initiative aims to achieve. The PRC, to date, has resisted substantive engagement to answer these questions. We also continue to have concerns about how its proposed no first use treaty would operate in practice, including with respect to verification. We see more style than substance. Chair, we understand that many states in this room, as we just heard, prioritize negotiating a universal and legally binding instrument on negative security assurances in the Conference on Disarmament. Given some of the well-known complications in such negotiations, we have long believed that regional nuclear weapon-free zones established on the basis of arrangements freely arrived at among all states of the region concerned provide the most expeditious and practical way to extend legally binding negative security assurances. At the same time, and in a spirit of compromise, the United States is prepared to discuss the establishment of an ad hoc committee in the CD to negotiate on effective international arrangements to assure non-nuclear weapon states against the use or threat of use of nuclear weapons in conjunction with commencing negotiations on a fissile material cutoff treaty, which we have long viewed as the next logical step in disarmament. With the adoption of a decision of work in the CD and the prospect of sustained subsidiary body work in 2025, we should take this charge seriously and press forward with creativity and flexibility. Chair, the United States remains fully committed to the NPT and the goal of a world without nuclear weapons. We look forward to working with everyone here and with all nations pending the achievement of that goal to reduce strategic risks and enhance global security. I thank you.